Yeah, I'm more than happy. You know, I keep saying it, we're punching above our weight in terms of our budget. We're doing a fantastic job. We aren't big spenders like the likes of Fylde and Stockport, Halifax, Salford, Kidderminster, Darlington. We're one of the paupers, but we're punching above our weight, and it's great at the moment. But we're only halfway through the season though.
In terms of punching above your weight, and in terms of your budget to theirs, are we talking night and day here in some cases?
Oh, you are. I mean, you're talking three or four times, I think. But it's not just that. Fylde have gone full-time. I think Kidderminster are full-time. So you can work, not just fitness-wise, you can work with players on a daily basis and work on systems and formations and set pieces. Whereas part-time, you've got them on a Tuesday, Thursday, usually after a hard day's work. And it's a lot more difficult to work on those kind of things. And, you know, so you can work on basic things at part time, but you can be a lot more thorough when you're full time. And not only that, you can be, obviously, your fitness levels are higher as well.
You had a fantastic November, didn't you, in terms of scoring goals and winning games consecutively?
Yeah, we pushed ourselves up into a great position. I've always said that 2 points from, if you average 2 points a game, you're not going to be far away. And we were on 40 points after 20. I think we're on 41 after 21 now. So, and we're right up there. We've got a tough Christmas, though. We've got top of the table, home and away, on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, and then away to Brackley after that. So it's a tough 3 games, but hopefully if we can play the way that we have been playing, we'll give a good account of ourselves.
Have you risen expectation levels again, Matt? We know what it's like at Victory Park. You've got a fantastic support base there for your home games, and we know how close you've been to promotion over the years. And that expectancy level going into 2017 will be right there, won't it?
That's it. That is, as a manager, that's the most frustrating part of it, because you end up drawing a game against a team rounded about you, and you get criticised for it. So it is difficult at times. People have to realise that we are not the richest club, but we are doing a good job at the moment. And if we can stay there, it'll be brilliant. And if we do have dips, which I'm sure there will be, it's vital that the fans support us and get behind the lads, because it's not. I mean, it's a cliche, but they are the 12th man, and they are needed, because when they are really behind the lads, it does give them a lift. And especially over the Christmas period, if there's a larger number that come out and support the lads, it's only beneficial to them, and hopefully they'll get behind them, especially over this busy Christmas period.
I know the last time we spoke, you've been dealt a big blow with Sam Ashton being ruled out for a lengthy period of time, and there was loan options, and you had an initial loan, and you've been looking at other options. How's the goalkeeping department looking now?
The loan for Sean goes back 2nd of January, so I'm looking for another goalkeeper. Then we've had Kieran Sharnock and Andrew Teague out for a length of time, 5-6 weeks. So they're just coming back, but we've still got Nathan Sherrin from Fleetwood. We're always looking for players to strengthen the team, but we haven't got the luxury of going out and spending huge money on wages. We've got to look for loans that are cheap, and you know, we've managed to do that over the past few weeks.
That's some experience out of your team, isn't it, when you lose Sharnock, Teague and Ashton all at one time?
Yes, it's obviously difficult, but the replacements that we managed to recruit and get in have done a fantastic job as well. And now we're without Stephen Jordan for the two Fylde games because of the sending off that he incurred in the game before last.
Back-to-back games against Fylde. It's a really good idea, isn't it, Matt, to play games of this magnitude when most people won't be at work and might be able to come and watch them?
Well, that's it, and it's great for lower league clubs that because they rely on the fan base, and they rely on the gate receipts, and I'm sure there will be a lot that will turn out for the both home and away, and hopefully that will be the case. And I'm also hoping that we're on the right side of the results.